testimony at the Charbonneau Commission Thursday included a tale of blatant, old-style intimidation by one business interest against another. Martin Carrier, an entrepreneur specializing in ceramic tile installation, told the Corruption Inquiry that he received threats after obtaining a contract to do work at the Université de Montréal in 2004. The Quebec City-based Carrier received a threatening phone call soon after winning the contract. Luckily, the call was recorded and police recognized it as the voice of Francesco Del Balso, who was imprisoned during the Operation Colossi, a roundup which dealt a serious blow to the Rizzuto clan. Last year, 7 years after the initial incident, Carrier received another threat in the form of a condolence card. It read, "Dear friend, don't bid on Montreal contracts. Your family may receive a card identical to this one. Final warning."
Wow.
Wow.
Absolutely incredible. So here's the thing, right? So this guy engages in construction work, in ceramic tile specifically, mm-hmm. and local competitors, or if you want to call them competitors, colluders would probably be a better way to say this, but local competitors in Montreal, Quebec, decide, hey, you know what? We don't want you in the market, so we're going to threaten you and try and force you out. And he actually said in testimony that this really did affect how he bid on contracts.
I'd say.
Well, you know, you're getting death threats, right?
Yeah.
Implied or otherwise. Look, yeah. But what enables this to happen? And that's a pretty easy answer, right? It's the collusion of power that we call government. It's the collusion mm-hmm. of power that we call government. It makes it so easy to just buy it. Because you're putting it right there for anybody to go after.